Day 3, February 20th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 17, verses 9 through 19, and was written by Dr. Elaine Arrington, class of 2021. When I think of the 17th chapter of John, I am reminded of the fall of 1957, when I was 17 years old and a new student at the University of Pittsburgh. I was stricken during the Asian flu pandemic, and I collapsed on the floor of the ladies' room at Clap Hall. I don't remember how I got home, but I remember that I had a raging fever and that a doctor came to the house. Sometime later, I woke up, and I went to my mother's bedroom to tell her that I was feeling better. The door was almost, but not quite, closed. I saw my mother on her knees. I heard my mother praying. I heard my mother offering to give her life for mine, if I could just recover. I left quietly, but the scene that I saw and the words that I heard were never erased from my mind. I recall them vividly, more than 60 years later. Similarly, the things that he saw and heard on Jesus' last earthly night were never erased from the mind of the beloved disciple John. After more than 60 years, he vividly recalled that on Jesus' last night with those whom God had given him, after he had preached his last sermon to them, after he had presided over his last supper with them, after he had given them his last bequest, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father," offering this last prayer for them. His prayer contains the imperative, "Protect them, so that they may be one as we are one." So Jesus' last prayer was that there would be harmonious unity of his disciples that resembled the unity of the Godhead. That unity is what I remember most about this prayer. It reminds me of the hymn, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." Today's prayer. Father, it is my prayer that we will all be one, that as your disciples we will experience a unity of spirit and purpose that celebrates our individual differences and our variety of gifts, and that you will sanctify us so that we may be set apart for divine use.